At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
We did it! We time traveled to yesterday!
Wait, Progressive covers us 24/7, but we just created an 8-day week, and it's 24/7 coverage, not 24/8. We gotta go back.
Are you joking right now?
Shh, I'm calling them.
Hi, I have a question about time travel.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And here you go. Overdose deaths in Oregon skyrocket 1 year after decriminalizing hard drugs. That's right, they did. And so here, just in over a year, the Democratic-controlled Oregon legislature passed Measure 110, a bill that decriminalizes drugs. The number of overdoses in the state has skyrocketed. In 2019, before the law went into effect, the Beaver State recorded a total of 280 drug overdoses. And by 2021, the number had more than doubled, a whopping 216%, for a total of 607 deaths by drugs. Mostly shocking, the data of 2021 is incomplete, only covers 10 months. The final tally for 2021 will be higher once it's all said and done. Unbelievable here. Enacted in February 2020, Measure 110 bill was a way to provide assistance to drug users by easing fears of punishment when seeking treatment help. Well, Joe, you know, again, I mean, this is, people think, well, you know, they got good intentions, they're just incompetent and stupid. No, they're about death. The Democratic Party is about death. This is another part of, and it's hard for people to wrap their heads around that people could actually love death that much, that would like to see innocent people dying. But that's the reality. That's what the Democratic Communist Party has come to. It's only about death. And you know, Joe, out there now, they don't have to stop. If you're speeding or you're running away from a crime scene and a cop's chasing you with his red light, you don't have to pull over. Did you know that?
No. Is that in Ohio or anywhere?
No, that's in Oregon.
That's in Oregon. Oh, boy.
Yep. That is, you know, that's the it's unbelievable, but that's what they're up to nowadays.
Well, when you said that about the New York politician, you know, pro-life group being forced to promote death, the total opposite of what they were created, that has got to be one of the most absurd, obscene things I've heard in my life. But I was looking at a stack of things in front of me. It makes sense. This last weekend, according to Fox News, more than a dozen mass shootings over the weekend left 18 people dead across the country. A mass shooting, I think, is where four or more people shot or killed, not including the shooter. That's the definition. We know in Philadelphia had 10 shootings in 48 hours. Let's see, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 3 people dead, 14 people injured. Phoenix shooting at a Phoenix mall, 14-year-old girl dead, 8 injured. High school grad party, South Carolina, 1 woman killed, 7 others injured, including a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old. There were 9 other shootings in New York, Georgia, Texas, Nebraska, Virginia, 3 mass shootings in Michigan, and another shooting in Arizona. And all this according to the Gun Violence Archive. And I'm looking through the stack of stuff, going back a little bit, 14 dead, 3 shot, mass shooting, South Street, Philadelphia, Tennessee daycare workers overdose children with 10 times the legal amount of a sleep hormone. This is how they were taking care of children. and Ohio grandparents arrested in unimaginable child abuse case that police said made them totally sick. I don't want to go into it. It was horrible what happened. And then in Tulsa here back on June 1st, 5 dead, including the gunman in a hospital shooting. And the stack goes on and on and on. This is a nation that has gone crazy, Pastor Ernie. It has lost its way. This kind of sex and violence, the killing over arguments, anything setting people off, this gang shooting, we are watching insanity. We are watching our society come apart. And it's all because the country told God we didn't need him anymore.
Basically, well, Joe,
my opinion.
Joe, what does this number mean? 2.5 million. 2.5 million lives saved. 2.5 million lives saved. Do you know where that comes from?
That comes from the crisis pregnancy centers?
No, that comes from last year in America, because people were armed and they protected themselves. You had 2.5 million people that were saved because they were armed and protected themselves against criminals. You won't hear that on the fake news media. You won't hear any of that on the fake news.
No,
because, and again, they don't want gun control. Gun control is a firm grip, a steady aim. What they want is they want to disarm. They want to disarm the American people like they've done in all of the other countries. And they're afraid. The deathocrats are afraid of us. They're afraid of us because they want to take away everything we have, and they know we're willing to fight. They know we're willing to fight unto death to preserve our freedoms. And that's what they're afraid of.
Wow.
And so
it's so funny. The truth is so simple, so clear, but it's hidden from most people. They're getting I don't know where they get their news, but it's not from a truthful source. In fact, there are very few of those places left, right?
Well, I just praise the good Lord for the ones that out there like us, and they're growing. Actually, they're growing in number out there that are getting the truth out, that do have the courage to stand and tell the truth. Here's an example of insanity. California State Senate passes a bill that ends mandatory reporting of threats made by students. That's right. That crazy, insane California State Senate on Thursday, last Thursday, passed a bill that ends mandatory reporting on students who threaten violence against the school to law enforcement. In other words, they're telling you that you don't have to. You don't have to call the law. So according to the language of the bill, endorsed by the ACLU, Antichrist Union there, once students make contact with the law enforcement, they are less likely to graduate high school and more likely to wind up in jail or prison. These people are idiots. I mean, this is insanity. The law was authorized by Senator Steve Bradford and was endorsed by ACLU California Action, calling it a win for racial equality.
Equality, yeah.
They are fools. Mm-hmm. The co-sponsors were Alliance for Boys and Men. There you go. And ACLU California Action, Black Organization Project, Black Parallel School Board, Coleman Advocates for Children and Youth with Disability, on and on and on. This, again, unbelievable. Here, days after the Uvalde massacre in California, State Senate has voted to repeal a requirement that schools report threats of violence by students against its workers. The bill that repeals it is supported by the ACLU. There you go.
Do you remember back, I hate to even bring this up, but do you remember when Biden kind of stopped Trump's, where he put all the things on Iran's started to crush Iran because they were promoting, producing nuclear material.
Yeah. Sanctions. You're talking about the sanctions.
Yeah, sanctions. Thank you. Senior moment. Well, right now, the Iran's pursuit of nukes has crossed a dangerous new threshold. And this comes from the Daily Caller News Foundation's Michaela Burrow. Iran has now stockpiled enough enriched uranium to produce a nuclear bomb. Analysis concluded in a report that confirmed the findings by the UN's nuclear watchdog, published it. In essence, it's broken out slowly by accumulating 60% enriched uranium, the Institute for Science and International Security wrote. Basically, they are now at a point where within 2 weeks, they could take this 60% and turn it into 90% from the what they call HEU to UF6. Anyway, that would produce 90% produces a big nuclear weapon-grade bomb. 60% will produce an atomic bomb, but a weak one. And it said they have enough for two nuclear weapons within 1 month, and after that they will be able to produce like one a week.
Well,
it's scary stuff. We are now giving some of the most radical terrorists in the world now have missiles that can strike Israel already. They have the technology, and now they have the bombs, and now they have the material to put in the bomb to threaten the entire Middle East. The world has now changed as of today.
All right. And, one good thing happened yesterday. The Truth About January 6th documentary premiered yesterday, Joe. The Gateway Pundit, narrated by political prisoner Jake Lang from Inside Solitary Confinement. That was a highly anticipated documentary, The Truth About January 6th. And the groundbreaking documentary contains never-before-seen footage of the commentary on January 6th. And so I think we may be showing this film. I'm not sure if this is the one.
Copy, huh?
No, this right now is up. I don't know if they've got it on DVD yet, okay? So I know that it's streaming on the Internet right now. So the film is historical in the fact that it was co-produced and narrated by January 6th political prisoner Jake Lang from Solitary Confinement. Lang is arguably one of the most persecuted January 6th defendants, a political prisoner in America today. The documentary begins with Lang's powerful narration. America, you deserve the truth. You deserve the full story. You deserve to view the historic events of January 6th beyond the censored lens of mainstream media. Hello, I'm Jake Lang, a 27-year-old political prisoner that has been locked up in solitary confinement for 17 months. The footage you see...
That's unconstitutional right there.
Right. The footage you are about to witness has never been seen by the public. It is the raw and uncut truth of January 6th, the day when free men and women stood unarmed against tyranny. Dirty cops, I mean dirty cops, and that dirty Congress, from Nancy Pelosi down, you talk about complete and total Antichrist corruption. The day when free men and women stood unarmed against tyranny, who were brutalized, beat, and even murdered on the steps of our own Capitol. The patriotic event of the century, where brave Americans came together to defend the Constitution and free and fair elections. Remember, President Trump says, listen, we need about 40,000 National Guards out there to make sure that that this thing, because of this rally, and they, Nancy Pelosi, would not allow them to be there. This was all set. This whole thing was set up, and you had rogue, dirty cops from the FBI, dirty cops from the D.C. police, and it was headed up by the Democratic Party, the Democratic Communist Party, and that whole board, Joe, that January 6th board that they have. I mean, you'd have to go to hell itself to find more corrupt people than that's on that board. Okay, Lang has, I can't say that part. Said Tina Raine of Citizens Against Political Persecution. He is literally facing almost half a century in prison for January 6th and being harshly persecuted for speaking out against the Biden regime. See, I'm not the only one that uses that word now. From solitary confinement. Most human beings would just shut up in fear, but not Jake. The harder they come for him, the harder he fights. It's a David versus Goliath. Okay, there you go.
Well, it just one thing after there is so much happening in the world. I do have some good news. Ron DeSantis has made the news. What happened? Well, he has set up a program, the Dissident Program, launched Monday, was inspired by legislation signed by Florida Governor DeSantis, recognizing statewide Victims of Communism Day, annually requiring schools to teach students about the evils of communism. So, this project was set up by immigrants who have fled from Venezuela, Cuba, China, North Korea, other nations that suffered tyrannical socialist regimes, and these people are preparing to travel to schools across the nation to warn students that socialism is deadly. The founder of the project, a Venezuelan-born economist, Daniel Díaz Martino, said the speakers came to America for freedom, and it is our duty to preserve that love for freedom among the youngest generation. That's why we're stepping up and doing our part so Americans never forget that this is an exceptional nation, that free enterprise and rule of law made it great, and that socialism can and will destroy it like it did in our native countries. And this bill, DeSantis' bill, was about honoring the people that have fallen victim to communism, and to teach our students about these atrocities is the best way to ensure that history does not repeat itself. Amen, and I hope these people are invited to schools near you. Every listener out there, hopefully look up the Dissident Project. It's something that's just getting started, going to be growing, and we will. I will keep following it. And there's a long article, and they talk about how communism kills. They take everything. They tell you what to think, what to feel. They control the music you listen to. A quote from different people that are going to be giving these talks. What happened in Cuba and these other countries. And it's horrible. And these people are really scared because they see it's happening here. It's communism. Everything they want to do is control, which is what the Democratic Party is trying to do right now. We are in a revolution. It's happening all around you this very day, right?
Absolutely. I've got an article by Jesse Martin here. The FBI altered their statements on 2016 alleged DCC hack based on Michael Sussman's input. Of course, we knew that. I mean, we talked about it way back when, you know, the more evidence that the FBI is corrupt to the core has emerged during the aftermath of the alleged intrusion into the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee network in 2016. The FBI sought the help of Michael Sussman to produce a statement. During an initial statement, the FBI sent it to Sussman, who represented the Democrats for review. And Michael, our press office is once again getting a ton of calls on DCC matter. A draft response is provided below. Wanted to get your thoughts on prior sending out Jim Traynor, Assistant Director for the FBI Cyber Division, wrote to Sussman on July 29, 2016. Sussman zeroed in on the first sentence, which he said seemed to undermine the DCC. It was saying about, again, the DCC refers to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the Democratic Congressional
Committee.
Right. And so here he goes on to say, Sussman zeroed in on a sentence which said, seemed to undermine the DCC was saying about reported intrusion. The draft you sent says only that the FBI is aware of the media reports. It does not say the FBI is aware of the intrusion to the DCC reported. Indeed, it refers only to the possible cyber intrusion. That way undermines what DCC said in statement. Well, I'm going to tell you, I mean, it just they're just absolutely corrupt to the core, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we've got Alan Dershowitz is no conservative. He is a liberal legal mind there from graduate of Harvard Law School. And he has come out charging the Biden Department of Justice with acting illegally in indicting and arresting Peter Navarro, an advisor to President Trump. And at the Gatestone Institute, where he's one of the foundation fellows, he said the indictment of Peter Navarro for contempt of Congress violates several provisions of the Constitution, should be instantly dismissed. And he talks about how it's all partisan politics, and the Navarro has a strong claim of executive privilege. It should be decided by the courts. Either the Justice Department or Congress should seek a judicial ruling that Navarro's claim of executive privilege is invalid or valid, and then if the court rules, they can do something. But he said they have no right to do this. It's unconstitutional without a judicial order. He cannot be indicted. He cannot be, held or charged. And just going on and on and on. These people are totally, every time we turn around, sees Pastor Ernie, they just ignore something in the law, in the Constitution, and whether it's in the courts or the Department of Justice.
Here's the thing, Joe. Here's what happened with this Sussman thing. Now, It was placed and in your face. They had jurors on there that were, they all should have been excused, okay? That judge, that corrupt judge, was involved in all of that, should have recused himself, but he refused to do that. He refused to do that. And so, I mean, they showed you, look at this, look what we're doing here. This is in your face. We can do whatever we want. And we can get away with whatever we want. And here, the Clinton, let me just read just another Clinton associate who vowed to expose elite pedophile ring found dead, okay? The Clinton body count has increased following the suspicious death of a second Clinton associate who vowed to expose details about an elite pedophile ring involving Epstein and the Clintons. Well, again, Hillary is out there saying, I'm above the law. I'm Hillary. I'm above the law. Don't think you can come after me. Now, this is why they're scared to death of Trump. They know if Trump gets back in that White House, he's got the guts. Not like those weak-kneed or wormy Republicans in that Senate out there. Trump's got the guts to go after and to drain the swamp. And they know he'll do it. And this is why Hillary, who is an actual witch, okay, she belongs to a witch coven, she heads up a witch coven. They're scared of Trump, and here, again, the message that they're trying to send the American people is, look, we're in charge, the law is what we say it is, we will do what we want to do, and there's really nothing you can do about it. Let me go on, it says here, Ashley Haynes, 47, was found drowned in Arkansas River with an extension cord knotted around her ankle and attached to a concrete block. She had been seen just months before visiting Clinton advisor and longtime Epstein pal Mark Middleton, whose body was discovered earlier this month hanging from a tree with the same style electrical cord wrapped around his neck and a close-range shotgun blast through his chest. A stunned business associate who knew Middleman and is calling for an independent investigation into his suspicious death, told reporters that it is not a coincidence that Hayes, 47, had visited Clinton's now-dead pal office to discuss an urgent matter. He goes on to say, I saw her in Mark's office. The business associate told Radar One, I was leaving, and he, Middleton, was telling me that he had a very important meeting and that the woman who came in, after a massive search, wait a minute, they've skipped a line here on this. Well, anyhow, after a massive search, her corpse was discovered 4 days later by a family friend submerged in 10 feet of water. A source close to Haynes, who worked for a charitable organization group that was supposed to be feed and clothe homeless, tells, this is really hard to read here. Well, anyhow, they says that she would never have taken her own life, let alone a battle border down the river, lugging 58 pounds full concrete block.
Yeah. Yeah, you think about that. I mean, just come on, carrying your own concrete block on a river float. No, not likely.
It's over 100 people that could have caused the Clintons' problems have ended up Arkansided.
Mm-hmm. And people, it's just a coincidence. I just don't believe in that kind of coincidence, Living in Missouri, we've got beautiful rivers, and people go river floating all the time, and you might have on canoes and kayaks and small boats, you don't even carry a anchor. You often carry your rope to, throw over and hook around a tree or something on the bank, but you don't carry big, heavy pieces of concrete on a river float. It just, nobody does it.
Yeah, well, no. Most people have never carried big pieces of concrete, especially they hardly ever tie them around their ankle.
No, but, it's...
Okay, here's an article by Kevin Hughes and another one by Ethan Huff. BlackRock and Vanguard are taking over centralized food production technologies and will have near total control over the future food supply in America. This is what we've been warning people about. Many people are blissfully unaware of what has happened, but the global food supply has been largely taken over by the oligarchs, including financial giants BlackRock and Vanguard. It turns out that BlackRock and Vanguard have been gradually gobbling up ownership of the means of production and now intend to lord it over the masses by centralizing all food production technologies. I wonder if that too has something to do with all of the food manufacturers being burnt down.
You wonder about that. That's kind of an odd collection there, isn't it?
Right. By centralizing the food production technology in the United States and enslaving everyone under their control, the top three shareholders of CD Industries holding the world's largest fertilizer company include both BlackRock, Vanguard are also the top shareholders in Union Pacific, the railroad giant that moves fertilizer and other agriculture inputs all across the country. The world's top 10 food companies are also largely owned by both BlackRock and Vanguard. These include Nestle, Pepsi, General Mills, Kellogg, Associated British Foods, Mondel, Mars, Danone, Unilever, and Coca-Cola. What happens when they control all the seeds and produce the meat too? Ask Corey Diggs. What happens when produce the meat are all gone instead? This is what we were telling you about before. Whoever controls the food controls the people, right?
Exactly, and this is why they want to get people out of the country. They don't want people like me living out on a farm in the middle of nowhere because we have our gardens. We can raise chickens, have our own eggs, our own chickens to eat. We can raise hogs. We can raise cattle. We can have an orchard. And we can trade back and forth. One farmer may raise a lot of cattle, and he'll trade with somebody who's got an apple orchard and raises or apples, peaches, you know. We're very self-sufficient. If I want to...
All right. Quit your bragging. We'll be back right after this.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson. America, once God's word was your standard, how gradually you've compromised, how far you finally wandered. For the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent. For the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson. Land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won. Yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson.
Alrighty, we are back. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. Folks, listen, there may still be time, but that door is closing. America, we've got to take America back soon. Coach, you're in the air.
Good Good evening, Pastor Sanders. Good evening, Pastor Larson.
Good evening.
Good evening, Coach.
You know, for years, you gentlemen have been warning people what's going on. And I was sitting here thinking tonight, listening to you guys like I do every night, how all the stuff that you guys brought to the forefront over the media, I mean, you had emails, documents, videos, sound things. We've had attorney generals that turned our backs on America. Yeah, even some stuff from Laura Ingraham and Judge Jeanine Pirro and Hannity years ago, how they would expose all this stuff, and then even you guys again would expose all this stuff, and nothing ever happens. It's like these communists, these Marxists, these socialists under Barack Obama, he stacked the deck to make sure that if they ever got caught, who's going to prosecute them? Who's going to bring them to trial? How is anything going to get fixed? And isn't this done just to break the will of the people by the communists?
Yeah, it is. It is. Again, we don't have a Department of Justice. It's filled with dirty cops. The FBI has gone totally rogue. The fake news media out there, you know, one of the things they think once they destroy this country, they got to realize that they got to live here too, okay? And so it's going to come back on them. They're going to get bit by what they're doing here. And here's what God's word, the Bible, it gives them this. It tells you to repent or perish. And, you know, they have time. Like, they have time to repent or perish. They betrayed God. They betrayed country. And, you know, and I just wish that we had more pastors that had the courage to stand up and preach the way they're supposed to do that out there. They need to be hearing it. They need to hear it everywhere they turn.
More people like Coach on the radio and television telling the truth, too.
Well, I've been trying for the past couple of years, I should say 15 years, I've been trying. Pastor Sanders, I sat in with you and your other guests. Joe, you and I have done shows before. We talked about the rise of the Fourth Reich. We talked about how they got control of the schools and the media. Here's one of the things. All these Democrats, they will lie after lie after lie, and they will never deviate. And when the Republicans get in power, they want to play nice. They want to be civil. They should be subpoenaing these people. They should be bringing them to the court to show the American people that we've got fighters. But no, we've got too many wussies and cowards in that Senate.
You're absolutely right. You know, we've got too many Lindsey Grahams out there. They are not, when it comes down to it, when it comes, when where the rubber meets the road, when the time comes for them to do what they're supposed to do, then they sell you out. It's been happening every time. But,
gentlemen have been bold as lions all these years on the radio. You have done things, and I'm not saying this just to pat your back, but I'm telling the audience in America, prove Pastor Sanders wrong. Prove Joe Larson wrong. Prove Randy Day wrong. Prove John McTernan wrong. Prove John Holman wrong. Prove Dwayne Risco wrong. Prove C.S. Thunder wrong. We have been, all of us together, has been telling you on what's right, what's left, my TV show, the fire Report, what's happening in America. We need to repent. We need to stand up and tell people homosexuality is abomination. You're bringing judgment upon our land. Abortion is bringing judgment upon our land. Critical race theory and all this stuff is bringing judgment on our land. When we stand up and fight and unite together, we are strong. But when we become cowards, we are just as guilty, are we not?
Absolutely. And that's where, again, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions, but the fearful run when even no man pursueth. Yeah, absolutely. Again, you know, what you have to fear is dying in your sin. That is what people really have to do, and they don't understand that. This is a time for honor. This is a time for dignity. This is a time for integrity. This is a time for people to stand up and do the right thing. And again, you know, like we talked about yesterday when we were reading in the message where out of Deuteronomy chapter 30, where he was talking about those that say, well, you know, I want to obey God, but he hasn't told me what to do. He's literally spelled it out. He told you it's right there. I've spelled it out for you. And folks, again, you know, it's repent, it's perish, it's either get born again or wish you had. That's what happens, right?
I'll get off here real quick. I'll get off so somebody else can call in. But you two gentlemen, I want to thank you for the years that, you know, you guys have taught me so much. And iron sharpens iron. You guys helped give me some courage to stand up and take some of the heat that I get to where they kick me off the editorials. They won't even print mine no more. Why? Because I say, Jesus Christ, John 14:6 is the only way. Homosexuality is an abomination. Obama may legalize sex perversion. Abortion is slaughtering unborn babies. I've even said, and they won't reprint it anymore. Dude, tell me one time, what crime did that little boy or little girl commit in its mother's womb to receive the death penalty? So therefore, Dwayne Risco, he's hate speech. He's intolerant. He's one of those religious fanatics. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'm a fanatic for Jesus Christ because only Jesus Christ saves. I fear my God, and I love my God. But you know what? I love you two guys, and that's why I continue to support What's Life, What's Left Radio Ministry. And God bless both of you. You guys are warriors. Keep fighting the fight.
All that right back at you, Coach. Thanks. God bless you, my friend. All righty, let me see.
Coach brought up something, Pastor. I need just to read. This is from the London Daily Mail. George Soros Group SPACs have spent $40 million to elect 75 progressive prosecutors in America over the last decade. Now one in five Americans live in areas covered by his criminal justice reformers. We don't have time. I'm going to bring this up again tomorrow. But here you have one of the most evil men in the world. One in five Americans live in an area controlled by a socialist.
Communist, an antichrist. The one in Virginia says he doesn't care what the law is in Virginia. Right. He said he doesn't care. He's not going to prosecute crimes. Alrighty, we have John in the air. John, you're in the air.
Yeah, I think there's no essential difference between the Republicans and the Republicrats. They're both stooges of the military-industrial CI murder incorporated complex. And the last caller who talked about the danger of a repeat of the Nazism, I think is exactly the opposite. Because if you check out this article called The Gladio Crimes of the U.S. Empire, One of these things that will open people's mind is that the United States big business power structure establishment financed and armed the Nazis during the Second World War and brought in thousands of Nazi war criminals covertly under Operation Sunrise and Operation Paperclip and put them in propaganda positions in Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, so-called, and much of the American media. So I believe...
We've covered that, John, a number of times. We've talked about that. In fact, I'll tell you who actually talked about that was Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, when he gave a strong warning, okay, against the industrial military complex, because he was totally aware of what was taking place, and they had brought in all of those Nazi scientists. But we got to move on. Who's next there? Okay. We'll go with Cliff very quickly. Cliff, you're in the air.
I'll just go to a verse. Isaiah 25, verses 11 and 12. And there was two things about that, those two verses. One was like the Lord stretches his hands out like a swimmer. And I was thinking, what a morass. They want to kill you every which way to Sunday. And it's also talking about the pride, bringing down the proud. Now, I think it's two things. I think it's pride against people. Like, look at Budapest. You know, he's got his dough. And he's just arrogant towards people about inflation. Okay, so you have to suffer and pay, you know, triple the price, double the price. But it's also arrogance, I think, towards God, you know.
Well, it is. And, again, I'm going to tell you, LGBTQ is going to, they're going to go down. God's going to bring them down. And all of those that support them, all of those in the fake news media that promote that in the entire Democratic Congress, again, pride goes before a fall. And boy, I'm going to tell you, they're pushing that out there. It's like they're saying, in your face, God. But thanks. We got to move on. Let's go with Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air.
Yes. Good evening. I'll be brief.
Good evening.
Not much time.
I know.
I agree with everything that you guys are saying this evening, and I reiterate what Coach was saying, and Cliff and everybody else that listens and calls in on a regular basis, that we're all standing strong and in agreement with what God's Word says. And that's the only absolutes that we have. We have the absolute that He's coming back, and we have the absolute of God's Word. And as long as you hold on and meditate on that Word every day, it tells you, that's our basic instruction manual before leaving Earth, that everything in there, where we are in Ezekiel 39 right now, and I believe that the Gog and Magog of the present day is Russia and China. So as long as we keep our eye on what's going on there, everything is going to reveal itself. And just keep your eye on Israel, stand for Israel. You bless Israel, and you will be blessed. You curse Israel, and you will be cursed. So, it never comes back void, and I'm just standing on the promises every day. And Psalm 37 and James 4:17 and Ezekiel, like I had said, and Philippians 4:19, and so on and so forth. It says right there, he tells you everything that's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and bottom line is God is laughing at the wicked, and I know that he is going to put his foot down and raise a sword, and it's all going to happen when he feels it's necessary for it to happen. So all we have to do is just trust and believe and keep our eyes on the cross and wait for his return.
All right, very good. You hit the nail on the head. Thanks, sir, Timothy. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota is warning of food shortages, but also she's warning that we've lost control of the food supply to foreign interests. So she's talking about what you guys were talking about earlier, and I was wondering if you are familiar with her warnings and what her opinion is why we've lost control of the food supply.
We've been warning on this for years. It's done on purpose. Now, when Trump was in, he was turning that around. That was going in the other direction. But when the communists got back in, this whole thing, that the impeachment of Trump, the election, this was done because, again, the Republicans could have done, if they had stood their ground and done what they were supposed to, we wouldn't have that. Trump would still be in. The economy would still be good. And, again, we would be more and more pro-life legislation would be passed. But they didn't. When the time was right, they failed. When they should have stood their ground and stopped that and not certified that election that was stolen, when they failed to do that, this is the consequences right here. We're suffering the consequences of that. But anyhow, there you go.
Along those lines, I thought you should know also that years ago, Warren Buffett bought controlling interest in a majority of the railroads.
Yeah, I know.
That's how our food is transported. I also, in closing, I want to
BlackRock owns it today.
Do you guys have an opinion on this new vaccine for COVID made by Novavax?
No, we haven't really discussed that yet. I haven't really looked into that.
I'd be interested to know what your opinion is on its safety.
Well, I don't trust it. It's probably not a vaccine. And by what we've seen, again, people, someday history is going to tell what we've been telling people out here, as it has for 50 years. We've been telling you the truth, and for 50 years, it comes out. It might come out years later, but it comes out. And again, all of the people that are dropping dead right now, more people are dying many more from the vax, what they call vax, that ever died from the COVID itself. But again, that won't be made known. Well, it is to people that are listening to this radio program and others, but probably won't hit the Pittsburgh. It won't be in the history books until we get, until we take America back. But I'm out of time, but thanks for calling. Joe, you got 4 minutes right now, 4 minutes to give an invitation.
All right. Love to. Jesus himself said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He said, "Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." He said in John 5, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Jesus is the all in all, and he basically made it very clear, unless you are born again, and Jesus came from, he was begotten, came forth from the Father to come and die a substitutionary death on the cross. We know that he said, or it said in Matthew 26, Jesus in verse 28, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Not for all, for many. For those that would accept his sacrifice, that sacrifice of the substitutionary death on the cross. And to be born again, we have to accept his sacrifice and acknowledge that he went to the cross. He took my place as a miserable, rotten sinner. He took my sins on his sinless, spotless soul, paid the price. The wages of sin, God said, are death. He died in my place so that I could be forgiven. And to be born again, I must call upon the Father. And I must confess that I'm a sinner, that I'm sorry that my sins, I must repent in the heart. My sins put Jesus on that cross. He died for me so that I could be saved and have everlasting life. And then you ask Jesus, "I want you to be Lord of my life, to come into me through the Holy Spirit and be Lord of my life, all of my life, without any reservations, completely give myself over to him to become a servant." And when you become given the Holy Spirit, that's your down payment on everlasting life, but also makes you a joint heir with Jesus. It makes you a child of the kingdom, a born-again believer, a son or daughter adopted of the living God. And all his promises, he said, once you know you are in his hands, there's no power that can take you out. There's no way you can lose your salvation once God's granted it to you. This is the most important decision every living human being on earth will ever make, whether to accept the Lord, his offer of mercy, forgiveness, and eternal life, or reject him and suffer the horrible, horrible consequences.
That's it, Joe. It's the most important decision. And, you know, it doesn't matter what people Never. Believe. The reality is what God says, and that's what God says. So we are out of time.
Poor doesn't matter.
Right. We are out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.